Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. There's so much to tell you. I just got to get to it quick because the world is on fire. I want to read you my commentary, UFC Fight Night, if you were with us in hour number two. UFC Fight Night with Conor McGregor is more proof the election was stolen. I think it's that important. More news is out about a stolen election, by the way, from Georgia. And I assume and I hope and I pray soon we hear amazing news out of Arizona that Trump won literally by a landslide in Arizona. That's what I hear, that Trump won by a landslide, proving the election was stolen. In Arizona, soon we'll prove it was stolen in Georgia, and we'll prove it was stolen in Pennsylvania, only if you can get by the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who's the guy who stole it, in my opinion. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion. He's a public figure. I can say what I want. I believe Shapiro, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, was in on the steal. So suspicious what he said before the election. You think Trump's way ahead? Doesn't matter. We've got it. He won't win in Pennsylvania. Really? So on the night he was up 800,000, you knew that 800,000 votes wouldn't be enough. You know why? Because you had millions set aside just in case of an emergency, no matter what happened, to fix it all. We know. So UFC Fight Night with Conor McGregor, more proof election was stolen. I'd like to call the Democrat Party and the liberal mainstream media stupid. I'd like to call them morons. I'd like to call them incompetent, but I can't. They're actually cunning, brilliant, and pure evil. They hid the greatest Ponzi scheme and first ever $1 trillion scam in world history, Obamacare. They covered up the fact the DNC, the Democrat Party, rigged and stole the 2016 Democrat primary on behalf of Hillary. And they tried to rig and steal the 2016 election, general election, on behalf of Hillary. But Trump brought out so many millions of extra white middle-class voters, they didn't have enough fake ballots sitting around. He fooled them. He's the first guy to ever win a rigged and stolen election. He's the guy they rigged it against. He won anyway. But when Trump won the 2016 election in a massive upset, they pulled off brilliant scams to slander him and slow him with impeachment attempts built around Russian collusion that never happened and a private and perfectly legal phone call between Trump and the president of Ukraine. The media buried the biggest story of corruption in America's history by making Hunter Biden's laptop that implicated Joe Biden in bribery scandals with both Ukraine and China just disappear. They just refused to say a word about it. They made believe it didn't exist. They covered up the rigged and stolen 2020 election, and after they stole the election, they banned all mention of it. Now they're trying to ban all forensic audits. They're getting bolder, more reckless, and more corrupt by the day. So what does all this fraud and fake news have to do with the UFC fight? Everything. What happened Saturday night at the Conor McGregor UFC fight with the world watching, that's the key here. They did it with the world watching. They're not embarrassed. They have no shame. They don't even care anymore. They'll steal it right in front of you. What they did with the world watching is just more proof that the media is corrupt, evil, and diabolical. It's more proof they lie and scam about everything. It's more proof the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. As many of you know, I'm Mr. Las Vegas. I'm the only conservative national radio and TV host based in Las Vegas. Before my political and media careers, the media called me the king of Vegas sports gambling. I have a 180-pound granite star on the Vegas Walk of Stars on Las Vegas Boulevard. Along with Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Wayne Newton, and Liberace comes Wayne Allen Root. My life is built around Vegas. Thank you, Vegas. I love you. I had just returned from a trip on a Saturday night, and I was exhausted. So I decided not to attend the UFC fight. But I was relaxing and watching Fight Night with my friends at my Vegas home when suddenly my cell phone blew up. Hundreds of friends and fans let me know the former president, Donald J. Trump, had just walked into the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas in the middle of the fight night. The crowd loved him. The crowd roared in delight. They celebrated him. Over 20,000 sports fans showered him with love and chanted USA, USA, USA. My cameraman friends were working the fight, and they texted me and reported to me that Trump was hanging out in the front row. Once he, you know, once he walked in, he moved to the front row, and he was hanging out with Phil Ruffin, billionaire owner of the Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Robert Kraft, the billionaire owner of the NFL's New England Patriots, winners of six Super Bowls. So three of the world's richest, most powerful billionaires were hanging out together. This is one of the greatest celebrity sightings in fight night history, in Vegas history, in television history. But you'll never guess what ESPN pay-per-view telecast showed the millions of viewers at home, and I was one of them. I was watching. Guess what they showed? Nothing. No mention was ever made of Trump arriving or walking into the arena or being showered with over 20,000 people cheering and chanting USA, 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 and Trump, Trump, Trump. Not once during the entire fight card, because there were five fights that night, did any announcer ever mention that President Trump was in the room and sitting in the front row. Wait, it gets better. ESPN showed tons of celebrities in the crowd all night long, actors, actresses, rock stars, but never once did they show even just a fleeting shot of the biggest celebrity in the world, Donald J. Trump, and the former leader of the free world, Donald J. Trump. Never did they think to show three of the world's most famous billionaires standing there talking together, sitting there talking together. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Wouldn't you want to see three billionaires sitting together? ESPN erased Trump from the event like he was never there. ESPN made believe over 20,000 fans never screamed his name and serenaded him with cheers and chants of USA, USA, USA. They made believe Trump wasn't sitting in the front row. They were hoping you wouldn't notice. They made believe Trump isn't the biggest celebrity in the world. They made believe he isn't beloved by the American people. They made believe none of this was insignificant, not even worth mentioning. Like, that wasn't the most important part of the whole night besides Conor McGregor walking into the, you know, into the octagon, was Trump walking into T-Mobile Arena. It just, it took your breath away. Oh, my God, Trump's here. Ah! USA, USA. Listen, can you imagine how exciting it is to see the president walk into a fight? And they did all of this right out in the open with the whole sports world watching and with 20,000 witnesses. They made believe he wasn't there. They totally erased him from the night. That says it all, folks. China didn't release the China flu pandemic from a military biowarfare lab. Of course not. And the 2020 election wasn't rigged and stolen. Of course not. And Trump never arrived at UFC Fight Night in Vegas to one of the greatest celebrity ovations ever. Of course not. It's all erased. Oh, and the check is in the mail. If you still believe anything the mainstream media frauds and liars and scam artists are telling you, and if you still believe the 2020 election wasn't rigged and stolen, I have a bridge to sell you over the Pacific Ocean in Las Vegas. My commentary coming out in newspapers and conservative websites around the country. Actually, it's out at Gateway Pundit as we speak right now. And by the way, just as I talk about the fact that, you know, I'm laughing that, you know, oh, China didn't release it from a biowarfare lab. Of course not. They covered up for China. They covered up a stolen election. They covered up Trump at fight night. What else do you think they're lying about? Everything. No sooner I tell you that, the latest security policy TIPP poll is out. Nearly two-thirds of Americans believe China should pay reparations for the damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. If investigations reveal the Chinese government released the SARS coronavirus on purpose, that number grows from 63%, almost two-thirds, to 78%. Can you imagine how dumb the people are in that 22 percentile? So if you tell people, if it turns out that China purposely released it to kill thousands of Americans and destroy our economy, should China pay reparations? 78% say yes. Who the F are the 22% that don't say yes? Holy crap! Can you imagine how dumb the average Democrat is? Can you imagine? Even if it's determined the release was accidental, 71% of Republicans and 61% of Democrats and independents say China must pay reparations. So J. Michael Waller, their senior analyst for strategy, says this shows that an absolute majority of Americans polled agree with the center's position since the beginning that the Chinese Communist Party must pay for the international death and destruction it caused. In every demographic group except young people, 18 to 24, more were actually not sure about reparations than those who were opposed to reparations. So young people, 18 to 24, are so dumb and so brainwashed and such suckers. Can you imagine giving these people a job? Listen to me, folks. Don't give them a job. Don't give anyone 18 to 24 a job. If they're so dumb that they actually think, no matter what you find out, China doesn't owe reparations. But white people owe reparations to black people from slavery and the Civil War that happened 250 years ago. And 300 years ago, and 400 years ago. How long ago was slavery? Slavery started, I believe, in America in like the 1600s. Things that happened 400 years ago. People have been dead for hundreds of years, and we owe it to somebody who wasn't there, but it's the great-great-great-great-great-grandchild. Boy, if you start getting into that one, do you know how ridiculous that is? But China, oh, they don't owe reparations for something they did right now. And by the way, I don't believe it was a laboratory leak. I've never believed it was a laboratory leak. You know, I think they did it on purpose. They wanted to destroy us and wipe us out. Now, when we get back, I've got some COVID vaccine numbers for you that are going to shock you like you've never been shocked in your entire life. And they're not Wainwright's numbers. They're not conservative numbers. They're from the VAERS system, the V-A-E-R-S system, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And they're also from the same system in Europe. When you hear these numbers, you're going to be shocked. And then when you hear what Biden and the Democrats want to do to us to force us to take a vaccine that isn't working and is killing people and is crippling people, and they're going to stuff it down your throat and demand you take it and demand you put the poison in the arm of your children, your precious children, for a pandemic disease that won't kill any of them in the whole country. You're going to be shocked.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I have a way to counter what's been going on. I want all of you to start emailing me or calling into the show, but emailing me is even better. With stories of people you know or people in your family or friends and neighbors who got the vaccine and what happened to them, what adverse effects happened to them. We need to start compiling stories every day of how this vaccine is hurting people, and they're just all going unreported. You know, I've just gotten so many emails from you people without me asking for them, probably 50 or more, of people who say they know someone who died. And then it was called heart attack. It was called heart inflammation. It was called blood clots. They refused to do an autopsy, and they refused to classify it as COVID vaccine. But all of them died with the same symptoms that are related to the vaccine, like 2 weeks after getting the shot. So I want you to email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and let me know what stories you've got. As an example, Michael emailed during the break. He said, Wayne... Actually, put War, I have a shot story. A lady friend of mine took the shot, meaning the vaccine, and now she's back in the hospital for the third time in 2 weeks, this time for surgery, to clean the lining of her uterus. The first time she received 4 pints of blood. I told her and others not to take the shot, and they all took it. She's only 43 years old. I worry she will be dead soon. Michael. And I've heard this story from so many people, including one of my great friends who's one of the biggest and most successful realtors in all of Las Vegas history. Guy made hundreds of millions of dollars in Vegas real estate. Very few people could say that. And he knows a 30-year-old gal with 2 kids who got the vaccine, and boom, that night she wound up in a coma. And 2 weeks later they disconnected life support and she was dead.
and they said it was not from the vaccine. Even though it happened when she got the vaccine, they're calling it COVID-related. She died of COVID. She never had COVID. And she didn't have COVID when she got the vaccine. But she got the vaccine, and it killed her. So when I tell you that the VAERS system by the CDC shows 9,000 Americans dead directly from the vaccine, hundreds of thousands injured and adversely impacted, that doesn't include all the people they refused to say are from the vaccine. Here's how I believe it goes. This is what my gut and my understanding is. I believe that if you get the vaccine and you die on the spot, like in the middle of the doctor's office, they're willing to call a death for the vaccine, and that's 9,000 people. But if you die a week later, nobody could prove it's from the vaccine, and they refuse to do an autopsy, so you'll never know. So none of those are included in the 9,000 dead. So what's the real number? You can only guess. The real number is 9,000. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko was on the show. He said he believed at least 200,000 Americans have died from the vaccine. And then the number of injured is not 300,000 or 400,000. It must be over a million adversely impacted. And the numbers in Europe are even bigger. Let me mention the sponsor of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. I wonder if CBD can help you with the vaccine. If you get the vaccine and you're feeling sick and you take CBD, I wonder if that helps. I have no idea. But I know one thing. I take the roll-on and I roll it over my body after I work out in all the places where I usually get sore. And I don't get sore anymore. It's this miracle. And I turned 60, and I've been saying with this ad, I turned 60 in 2 months. I turned 60 in the summer. I turned 60 in a month. I turned 60 in a few weeks. Now I turned 60 in, what's today, the 12th? I think today is the 12th, right? A week from today, I turned 60. There we go. Today is the, that must make today the 13th. I turned 60 on the 20th, so a week from today. And so, you know, when you work out as hard as I do, 90 minutes a day, and with weights and aerobic, and you're 60 years old, you know you're going to be in some pain. And so my buddy Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders and Redskins quarterback, I got good friends. He told me to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body. He was right, no more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Sons of Liberty CBD, best quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. And it works for my listeners only. They're offering it up to 25% off when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 at checkout, up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So when we get back, I promised you I was going to get to these stories, and I didn't. Because I ran out of time, but there's a new report out about vaccine deaths in the last week versus COVID deaths. And there's a new report from European Union, EU, about how many are dead and how many have serious injuries from the vaccine in Europe. And there's another new study out in Europe about how pregnant women have been impacted by the vaccine. And you're just not even going to believe it. You're not even going to believe how pregnant women, when they get the vaccine, what happens. Boy, you better stay tuned, because I'm going to hit that the minute we get back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index is hitting a level not seen in more than a decade. It rose 5.4% in June from a year ago, which hasn't happened since just before the economy tanked in 2008. As to why he believes inflation is sky high, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes.
Well, what the administration and Congress should do is actually reverse what they have been doing. Since the Democrats have taken over, this excessive spending has created this inflation. We haven't seen this type of inflation in 13 years. And remember what this is. This is a tax on every single American. It doesn't matter what product you're buying, it costs you more money. The price of gasoline is the highest it's been since the last time Joe Biden was in office.
President Biden back at the White House after spending some time in Philadelphia talking voting rights. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I'm a big fan of freedom. Well, first of all, let me mention the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. If you have any stories about people who took the vaccine and had adverse effects, and just to show you how fair I am, if you have stories of people who took the vaccine and everything is hunky-dory and wonderful, and you're glad you took the vaccine, call in. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The fact that your eye has not fallen out yet, give it another month or two. The fact you haven't grown a 11th toe, give it another month or two. The fact that your tail is not visible yet, give it another month or two. But at the moment, you feel good, you can call me. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And let us know how you're faring with the vaccine. And if you have friends or family who had a bad result, I want to hear about it because I think people have a right to know. They really do. And when I tell you the report, in just a matter of seconds from now, I'm going to tell you the reports that are out. You're just going to go, how is it possible that we're not allowed to say this or hear this on the mainstream media news? It's amazing. Let me just mention the sponsor of this segment, Freedom Fest, because I believe in freedom. And we have to have freedom of speech, and we have to have freedom to carry guns, we have to have freedom to say what we want, freedom to report whatever facts we want, freedom to report whatever opinions we have. When did America become a country where you weren't allowed to have an opinion? If it's different than the government's opinion, or the media's opinion, or the communist scumbags that are trying to take over the country's opinion. I don't give a flying F what you think, you communist scumbags. Take a flying you-know-what. I'll say whatever I want to say and do whatever I want to do. It's America. And you've pushed too hard. It's a bridge too far. And you just don't get it. You pushed and you pushed and you pushed and you spit in our faces and you pissed on us. And there's going to be a revolution in the streets and there's going to be a civil war. And you are going to wish you never pushed that hard, you idiots. You know who was the smart one? It was Obama. He's a total communist scumbag who hates America. And has a bitter taste in his mouth about his upbringing and his life, and his father wasn't there, and his father was in Africa, and he was stuck in Indonesia. And the poor little Obama, the little inner Obama, is so upset at the way he was treated in childhood, he wanted to take it out on all of us. But he didn't. For 8 years, he was moderately communist. He took little steps in the direction of socialism, Marxism, and communism. Because he knew if he did a giant step, there'd be a revolution and a civil war, and there'd be blood in the streets. And you just can't do that to people. So, believe it or not, as much as I believe he's a stealth communist, and much as I believe he hates America, much as I believe he's a horrible person, Barack Obama took it really slow and really careful so he wouldn't ruin his legacy. And he wouldn't make America hate the first black president. But now, with Biden, the puppet, in place, and Obama behind him in the shadows, Obama gets to finish the job, and he doesn't even have to go slow anymore. He can just take our rights away, and the minute Wainwright says something you don't like, send the police to arrest him. That's what these sick little communist bastards, these little dictators, want to do. That's how they want to run this country. And we're going to answer back real soon, I promise you. I promise you. But let me get back to freedom, because my great friends at Freedom Fest have a great event coming up July 21 through 24. Thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd attending because everybody wants to see Mount Rushmore. And they want to breathe the free air in South Dakota. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave, South Dakota. Some of the star speakers, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. I love her. She's beautiful, and she is wonderful. She is smart. She's as good a conservative as you get. Dr. Drew Larry Elder, who just announced he's running for governor of California, by the way. U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, J.P. Sears, John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, always a great guy. Steve Moore, a good friend of mine, John Fund, Grover Norquist, God, I know them all. I've met every single one of them. Tom Woods and the infamous pandemic mock trial. It's going to be a great few days, July 21 through 24 in South Dakota. Go to freedomfest.com. Use the promo code WAR50 to get your discount. WAR50 for Wayne Allyn Root. Freedomfest.com. with the promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. So first of all, here's a shock report that scares these people so badly. Liberals, media, communists, establishment, deep state, D.C. swamp, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Ouchie Fauci. There were more COVID-19 vaccine deaths last week in the U.S. than COVID-19 deaths. And the amount of reported deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine is now 9,125. You can bet in a matter of a week it'll be over 10,000. It's amazing. The number of deaths linked to vaccines this year has skyrocketed. In the first 3 months, the VAERS website recorded over 1,750 deaths due to the vaccine. Last week, they were reporting 6,985 deaths. This week, the number jumped 2,043 to 9,048. And the number's now at 9,195 a day later. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database, VAERS, reports there have been 411,931 adverse reactions. But last week, the CDC reported 1,505 COVID deaths in the United States. That means there were more COVID vaccine deaths than COVID deaths. And nobody's reporting it. Except Wayne Allyn and the Gateway Pundit. That's it. And there's also a site called naturalnews.com, and they tell you the truth. So here's some interesting stats from Europe. So far, their VAERS system, it's the European Union's database of adverse drug reactions for COVID-19 shots. And they say it's important to remind readers somewhere between 1 and 10%, only between 1 and 10% of adverse effects ever get reported to sites that collect such information. So this is a tiny tip of the iceberg. Through July 3rd, so let's face it, it's already July 13th, you know the number's dramatically higher. In Europe, 17,503 dead, 1.7 million injured, 50% of them seriously by the COVID vaccine in Europe. I'm just reporting what it says. How can anybody possibly disagree? How can anyone debate? How can anyone try and get me in trouble? I'm just reporting what it says in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System in Europe and the United States. In the United States, almost 10,000 dead. In Europe, I guess the number is now very close to 20,000 dead. In the United States, hundreds of thousands injured, 1.7 million injured in Europe, 50% of them injured seriously. And the medical community is turning their back on people in the United States who have been grievously injured by the COVID-19 vaccine. Turning their back on them. Here's a story coming out. One subscriber in the UK stated the same thing was happening there. My vaccinated friends are not getting appointments with their family doctors who are avoiding them post-vaccination, even though there are no patients in the surgery waiting rooms when they've tried to get appointments. It is utterly cruel, given they talked them into getting the vaccines and accepted 10 UK pounds from the Scottish and English governments per person vaccinated on their patient list and did not disclose the risk of these vaccinations to the patients. And they won't see you because they don't want to be blamed. Here's another one. All of my friends who got the vaccination have had severe worsening of their pre-existing medical conditions. Some have got heart conditions they did not previously have or chronic obstructive airway disease. Wow. I've noticed most have become irritable and short-tempered as they are becoming unwell, not realizing the vaccine is harming them, and they are lashing out at others for no good reason. Wow. It's a scary thing that if you do take the vaccine, the doctors talked you into it, and you do are one of the people who get seriously ill. They don't want to see you. They don't want to admit that their vaccine that they gave you made you sick. They're afraid people won't go and see that doctor anymore. Here's another official government data from the adverse effects system in Europe. It's called the yellow card system. And it shows a 5,400% increase in the number of women who've lost their baby as a result of having the COVID-19 vaccine. Can you imagine? Pregnant women are taking the vaccine thinking they're going to help their baby and keep themselves healthy. And they're killing their baby. I told you this just a week ago in the United States. It was, again, the stats from our own government showed that women who are in their first trimester that get the shot, massive amount of them lose their babies. I think the number was 80% have lost their babies. And in Europe, it's 5,400% increase in the number of women who've lost their baby as a result of having the COVID vaccine. And at that moment in time, they're all making plans to give all of us vaccines, to force them on us. And now Big Pharma is pushing for a monthly COVID shot. Can you imagine what that would do to your blood? You know, the blood that's filling your lungs and poisoning it, the blood that's sending blood clots throughout your body? Monthly COVID shot? I thought they claimed one vaccine would earn back your freedom. But now they want you to wear masks. Today, Fauci is the most, in my opinion, the most horrible man. Oh, my God. This man is a mass murderer. He really is. What he's done by blanking out hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and forcing masks and forcing lockdowns and forcing vaccines that are dangerous for young kids. He said today that two-year-olds should wear a mask. Not even understanding the germs and the disease that's on the mask that you're inhaling in your mouth all day, and it's going into your lungs. And now Big Pharma is pushing for a monthly COVID shot. Wow. Now, this is not in America yet, but you know it's going to come. British scientists pushing for people to get a monthly COVID-19 vaccine to boost their immune system. Can you imagine? You know what you need to boost your immune system? Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Our U.S.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you that our country is in such trouble. I've had that theme throughout this show. This is a great example. The federal government arrested five members of the same family, a father, a mother, and their three children, today for their participation in the January 6th Capitol protest. Christy Mum, Tom Mum, Dawn Munn, excuse me, M-U-N-N, Munn, pronouncing it wrong here, Munn, Christy Munn, Tom Munn, Dawn Munn, Josh Munn, and Kaylee Munn, described by federal prosecutors as a nuclear family from Borger, Texas, are now each facing four federal charges for entering the Capitol building through a broken window. The family brought a minor child with them into the Capitol who's not being charged. The unidentified minor is now without a family, no parents, and no siblings because of a radicalized DOJ arresting and holding political prisoners, is what this article says. I'm quoting the article right here. It's extreme. There's no question it's extreme what they're doing to these people. They did nothing like this to Antifa or Black Lives Matter, and their damage is so much worse, and their violence was not even worse. Their violence was over the top, and there was no violence in this Capitol thing. The policeman that they claim was killed turned out to die of natural causes. According to the 34-page complaint filed Tuesday, the entire Mum family entered the Capitol through a broken window, took a brief tour, destroyed nothing, and didn't harm anyone. The family literally touched nothing inside the Capitol, but feds arrested and charged them anyway. Guess what? They got a tip from a family friend. They received a tip that Christy Munn was inside the Capitol from a person who took screenshots of the woman's Facebook and Snapchat accounts. Good friend. The FBI also interviewed three of the Munn children's teachers and obtained some of the private Facebook messages the Munn family had with their friends. The only damage to the Capitol building was several windows and sets of doors, the father wrote on Facebook. Nothing inside the Capitol was damaged. I could tell you, patriots never made it to the chamber. There was no violence in the Capitol building. The crowd was not out of control. They were angry. None of the members of the Munn family ventured plea deals. So my question is, what happens now to the one minor child left alone and parentless? What happens to that child now? A little girl or a little boy has to go into foster home? Even if it's temporary, that's insane. The whole family was arrested for walking inside? So let me ask you something. When someone burned down and looted every store on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, every store on Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue in New York, they looted and burned the entire Minneapolis downtown and the whole Portland downtown and the whole Seattle downtown. They took it over. Remember when they called it the, I don't know, the Chop House or something? I forgot what it was. Something like that. They called it, they gave the downtown a new name in Seattle. It's like Chop something. And that's okay. Nobody goes to jail for years. Nobody gets four federal charges and no one is left with no children. But let a conservative do anything. I always say, liberals can murder you. They murdered Seth Rich. They get away with it. But if you spit on the sidewalk and you're a conservative, it's life in prison. In solitary. This is just insanity. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm so frustrated. As you know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but at least I'm talking about something nice here, right? I'm today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans, having been through the red tape. They guide, support, and assist other veterans through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skill team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you were willing to sacrifice your life for this country. These are great people. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. There are so many great things I could say about Liberty Projects, but it's pretty simple. Just go there yourself. Check out vetsandhorses.com. So some breaking news. Michigan attorneys issue cease and desist letter to vendor election source to prevent them from removing data from the election machines this month on the 15th. Other breaking news. No ballots, no victory. Arizona Senate leader announces the numbers don't match. Today, Tuesday, Senate President Karen Fan in Arizona said in an interview, the number of ballots found by the audit does not match the certified total. They are double, triple, and quadruple checking every single detail to prove that the Senate's audit is 100% accurate. The audit team is using new machines for another recount of the total number of ballots. They haven't received the number yet, if you will. However, we do know that those numbers do not match with Maricopa County at this point. But I know what's going to happen, right? They're going to audit, double audit, triple audit, quadruple audit, prove that this is absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt, a stolen election, and Democrats are going to ignore it and won't even be on the news. And when they do mention it, they'll just say, oh, a bunch of radicals did this. They're making it up. I mean, you can't win when they count the ballots and they own the media. Right? Isn't that what Stalin said? Don't worry about the votes, worry about who counts the votes. So don't worry about who counts the votes. Worry about the media reporting on who counts the votes. It's really scary, but the numbers don't match in Arizona. That much we know. The numbers do not match in Arizona. And in Michigan, it's starting to get serious. And in Georgia, it's starting to get serious. And in Pennsylvania, it's starting to get serious. And the one state I hear nothing about, where I know it was stolen, Wisconsin. And I don't understand why in Wisconsin it's not getting serious, but guess what? Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania are enough to overturn the election and hand it to Trump. I know there's nothing in the Constitution that allows you to do that, so we're going to have to go in the streets and force it. There's not going to be any choice once we prove it. That's why they're afraid, and they want to stop us from proving it.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.